Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. Today's message, of course, will be a continuation of covering Dr. Gachi's very fabulous book on mammography. In the middle of the controversy, of course, this is all about trying to get the truth out about mammography and the forces working against women knowing that it's a useless and dangerous test to have. The ridiculous arguments continued. It's like every time these guys would get something published, they'd find somebody that would publish something. The backlash was never anything of a scientific nature. It was always ridiculous arguments and personal attacks. And so the ridiculous arguments continued after the publication in The Lancet. You're not one of us is another common response. And, you know, again, if the issue wasn't so serious, you'd laugh about this. It's not necessary to be an oncologist to detect errors in research findings. Gachi responds to this by saying, does this mean that if you're not a mechanic, you can't criticize poor car repair or excessive interest rates if you're not a banker? I mean, research is research and statistics are statistics and the interpretation of the data is what it is. Another silly argument came from another scientist from the Danish breast cancer group. He says, quote, I have never met a woman who was sorry that we found a small tumor rather than a large one. It has nothing to do with the issue. It's just a ridiculous statement. These people should be embarrassed at themselves that they cannot come up with anything more substantive to say. One of the most misleading statements made by advocates of mammography is that, quote, cancer that is detected in time can be cured. Well, the problem is trying to prove a null hypothesis. If you don't die, the cancer industry tells you your cancer was detected in time, and if you do die, it wasn't. So even if screening has no effect, the statement remains true, which makes it a circular argument that goes nowhere. So I guess when you can't say anything of a scientific nature, you just make stuff up and attack the messenger, and that's basically what proponents did. Now, the controversy finally reached the United States in 2002, and it started with the New York Times covering the mammography issue with a series of critical articles. So in January, a panel of experts writing for the National Cancer Institute's website wrote that there was insufficient evidence to support mammography. In response to this, 10 medical organizations placed a full-page ad in the New York Times supporting mammograms and using the they're killing my patients argument. Why such an emotional and vociferous opposition? Well, according to Donald Berry with the National Cancer Institute, quote, screening programs bring in patients, end of quote. That means that portions of the medical profession will do their best to discredit critics of screening tests because it's just bad for business. That's one of the reasons why mammography is offered at such a small, low price or free by many organizations. If you want cancer patients in your hospital, whether they have cancer or not, one good way to get them there is to offer screening. The financial vested interests cannot be ignored, and it's not limited to hospitals, by the way. The American Cancer Society's budget for advertising for mammography alone in 2002 was $20 million, and the estimated sales of screening tests in the United States alone that year was $3 billion. It's higher now. One of Gachi's biggest critics, Laszlo Tabar, owns a company called Mammography Education, Inc. As a hospital administrator in Sweden in 1999, he declared an income of close to $5 million, I don't know what the currency conversion is, which he couldn't have gotten from the hospital alone. Yet in his Lancet paper, in which he claimed that screening reduced breast cancer deaths by 40 to 50%, he inflated it even higher, appeared this statement, quote, conflict of interest statement, none declared. So the proponents of mammography screening just don't seem to think that the rules about disclosure apply to them. Congressional hearings ensued in the United States and started badly with Tom Harkin's statement in support of mammography, nothing like the chairman of the committee basically saying, I'm for this before we ever get started, stating that his sisters would still be alive if they had had access to it. Gachi says, quote, it's a recipe for disaster when politicians mix science, politics, emotions, case studies, and prophetic gifts, end of quote. Well, I'll stop there for now, and we'll probably begin to wind up this series in the next few days. And again, I'm spending time on it because it not only is an important issue, it affects half the population of the United States and, in fact, the world, but the understanding the dynamics of what went on, I hope will encourage everybody to have a healthy suspicion of anything you hear about from a healthcare professional. And a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday.